time for Speaking Psychologically on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Dr. Bracci, how are you?
I'm in a great mood today, getting ready for Thanksgiving, getting ready for football, and just in a buoyant, good mood today, Tony.
Well, you're always in a good mood.
Well, I'm in an unusually good one today.
I can remember when I was in college, and because my family was out of state and I wasn't very tight with them, and because my friends would head home for the holidays would be kind of a lonely time for me. And it got me to thinking about our conversation today. The holidays can mean loneliness for folks who don't have a lot of family and friends, or perhaps are involved in a divorce. For whatever reason, the separation from family and friends during the holidays can create loneliness. And how do we battle that, Dr. Braccio?
I think first thing we have to do is always look for things to be grateful for. And I know that in life there's difficulties, there's divorce, there's separation, there's grudges, there's illness. There's a lot of things that are negative. This is a time, let's just take the Thanksgiving as an example. I think this is a time that we sit back and we try to find, what do we have to be grateful for? What might it be? It could be something as simple as just enjoying the elements, enjoying the wind, enjoying the sun. I know these sound trite, but they're really... what separates the happy person from the unhappy person, and if from a spiritual point of view, you thank God, you thank for what you have. You also reach out. Another part of being of Thanksgiving is talking to other people, helping other people, because there's a lot of lonely people, as you mentioned before. But it's a time of gratitude. You know, if people are not grateful for things and they're just angry and they feel entitlement and they find problems and everything, they not only can't be happy, they bring a cloud around with them. This is a time that just to separate everything, all grudges, all anger, all everything, and try to find some things to be grateful for. What you say is true, and that's really a whole separate thing about all the unhappiness and the bad feelings that come during the holiday time. But setting everything aside, just to call a time out and say, I'm grateful. God, thank you, if it's from a spiritual point of view, or thank you for I'm here. Thank you for the people I know. Thank you for the books that I have read. Thank you for experiences. Call it whatever you will. Trying to really try to be grateful, because it is one of the greatest of virtues, if you want to use that kind of an old word. The idea of being grateful, being thankful, being appreciative. And those are things a lot of people have lost track of in an age of everybody seems to be angry at everybody and everything.
Dr. Bracci, I can recall that those days leading up to the holidays, I'd have those feelings of loneliness, but it never failed that I would get invited to my girlfriend's family's place. There was kind of a tradition that I would go to Detroit to meet with a friend, and I'd fly home on Thanksgiving Day, and three times in a row we missed the plane because we were out having such a good time the night before. But what it made me realize, and I think this is the case just from observations I've made, no matter who we are, no matter what our circumstances are, we always have more family, more friends, more people who care about us than we realize, and we just need to step back and open our eyes.
Well, I think that's really true. I really believe now that I've talked about how negative people and many people are, there's also a lot of people that are kind, caring, and if you even let it be known that you're a little wounded or you're kind of a little lost, people will reach out and be helpful to you. You know, you don't want to be playing a martyr, but there's nothing wrong, even during a time of feeling grateful, of just saying, you know, I'm lonely, you know, I really do not see that many people, and just reach out, because there are people that invite people over for a holiday, and I believe, as we're talking to now, look around you and see if there's someone who really is alone, who's lost relatives, who may be an orphan. There are a lot of people these days that don't have their parents, don't have siblings. Me being one of them, I might add. This is part of life, if you will. Fortunately, I have a lot of wonderful family from all sides, which I think is wonderful, but not everyone has that. So what you have to do is reach out, and if you are a person who can be helpful, part of your gratitude and being thankful is to reach out to someone who doesn't have someone and be helpful to him. That's all part of being thankful, if you will, helping others and helping yourself, Tony.
And finally, before I let you go, I think this could also be a time where we can reach out to the people we wronged or the people we feel guilty about the way we let a relationship or something specific go, to reach out, say I'm sorry, make retribution.
Tony, never too late to say you're sorry, and I do believe it's useful in life to look through our life, look at things that we have done. Hopefully, most things we've done have been things that make us proud. But there are things that we have done inadvertently or unfortunately, sometimes even planned, that when we look back on it, there was an unfair quality to that. And there's nothing wrong with calling someone and just saying or making contact. Even a statement like, sorry for any misunderstandings or things that I might have done to offend you. Always remember the friendship, remember whatever it might be, and kind of even start anew. This is a time if we can even start anew in some broken relationships that can be helpful.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Tony, you and your family.